I want my Mighty Pod. Sorry, that's all I got. You said you needed some motivation to do a show, so there you go. There's your motivation. You have that gem to put in the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Was that awkward enough? I love my favorite thing in that. Thank you, by the way, Chris Daly, for putting that together. This is Mikey Pod episode 86. That was that moment of silence after he sang the song where you know he's going, what do I do now? Welcome to Mikey Pod 86. This is your host, Mikey Pod, and here is the Go Find with Dictionary. Pod safe music. You heard it here first.
There's something in the way the words come out of your mouth. They seem to come out so slow. You're a dictionary without an ending. The book that I like to read. 'Cause you in between lies, we don't wanna be a part of what you're up to, son. Would argue you're the good stuff, but we don't buy that anymore. So please just let us.
Yeah, that's a dictionary from, okay. I was just looking at it. Oh, geez. The Go Find. I really dig that song. Sorry, Go Find, that I didn't remember your name. Hi, and I need to do a little shout out. I hate saying that. Why am I lisping and having speech impediments today? Sorry. Flow from More Music. That's MORR Music. I believe they're in Berlin. Yeah. I wrote to them originally about playing Lalipuna, L-A-L-I-P-U-N-A, and I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. I've been kind of investigating their other artists, and I found these guys who I really like as well. I need to work on enunciating. Sorry about that. So you can find links to where to purchase that music in the blog at MikeyPod.com, which is where you've also located this fine podcast. Hello. It's been a pretty good couple of weeks. I'm in Brooklyn, as many of you know. If you're new to the show, welcome to the show. it was really fun. The podcast meetup especially. I'm a little sick, sorry. I'll try to keep from coughing or phlegming or whatnot into the microphone because I don't want to hear that, and I'm sure you don't either. So, I'm discreetly looking for the list of things I said I wanted to talk about. So yeah, more the state of my work life and NYC pretty much is depressing. Not extremely. The coffee shop is fine. That's just not what I want to do. And wow, am I really going to go into this right off the bat? Yeah, there's hope at the end of this. So, but right now I'm just miserable working there. And the place is fine. I love Griselda, who is my manager. And she's great. And I like the people that I work with. But, you know, like I was thinking, and the thing that really it makes it the most difficult is that when I was teaching, and that was the only thing I did along with music directing and stuff like that, I always looked forward to going to work for the most part. I mean, of course, I had days that I didn't, but there was never a day like there was. I enjoyed what I was doing. And, you know, you just don't really enjoy making a freaking latte for somebody, you know, like I enjoy interacting with people, etc. I'm trying to candy coat it. I don't want to work at a freaking coffee shop anymore, basically. But I have insurance, so that's great. I'm getting hooked up with my friend Steven's kidney doctor. As you guys who've been listening for a long time know, I have chronic kidney stones, and I had a big one when I didn't have insurance, and that was kind of a pain, literally and figuratively. But I'm going to be able to get that taken care of, and that's great. And I'm happy to have a job, and I got this job like the week after I got to New York. So A++ on that. Also A++ on the fact that I've got some connections now and I'm meeting people through the show I'm doing and stuff like that. So I'm have more hope about finding more teaching work. So sorry about the sniffling and sorry about apologizing about it so much. So in that way, New York is great. I really like it. The magic and the like fantasy dream world is wearing off. And that's okay. Like, there was vomit on the subway seat the other day when I was on my way to work at the coffee shop at 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning. And no one bothered to tell me it was there. Luckily, I noticed it sloshing around in the seat. So, you know, it's not all glamorous. I'm here to tell you. I mean, I already knew that. But when, you know, when I was just visiting or when I first got here, when I would see, like, the rats in the subway track and stuff like that, it was like, oh, look, it's New York. But when it's 6 in the morning and I'm already pissed off about going to work and I almost sit and vomit and nobody tells me, it's not funny. It's really shitty. So, but that's part of the deal. And yeah, like, I'm getting into the real feeling of what it's like to live here. And I'm still in it. I'm still glad I'm here. I'm terribly homesick for my friends and my old job and having a life that I was like comfortable in. Because it's been a long time. I left Houston September, was it September 1st? Then I lived at Koinonia for 4 months, and now I'm here, and I'm living with my sister and my brother-in-law, both of whom are, I can't go into it enough how generous and kind these people are, especially considering the fact that I'm not like that. I mean, I am with a lot of things, but someone coming and staying up in my house for 4 months and like suddenly saying, hey, you know what? Why don't you stay another month? Which is what my sister just said this morning. Because we're going to be gone and we need you to feed the cats anyway and you can save up more money. And wow. I mean, that is some family support that I don't know that I'd be willing to give. So, and Catherine listens to this. So thanks, Catherine. You're the greatest. Speaking of family who listen to podcasts, my mom also listens to this. So, hi, Mom. And, so there's my family thing. There's my New York City thing. Podcast meetup and the PodCamp was really fun. I got to meet Brad, a.k.a. Wanda, and Richard, a.k.a. Madge, and Buffy, a.k.a. Cheryl Murkowski, who have been, especially Madge, who I've been friends with for like 6 or 7 years, she was saying on the podcast, because that's really, it was Richard who got me into podcasting. and gave me encouragement in the beginning. And in the beginning of all of this that you see before you now, that you're listening to the famous Mikey Pod. So it was really cool to meet them. And Puffy and I have gotten really close over, you know, the past couple of years. We talk on the phone quite a bit. So seeing all these people in person was great. Bicycle Mark, I had a really great conversation with at, what was the name of that club? Therapy. And it's really like something about him. He and Richard are especially, I don't know what the right word is to use. I want to say like mentor, but it's totally not that. It's totally like seeing these two guys do what they do and are being so passionate and consistent about all of it is really something that causes me to look at my own work with this sort of new media business and what I want to do with it and where I want to go with it. And even if I do, so, you know, as you guys who've been listening for a while know, I'm in this sort of period of deciding what to do next. And if anything, or maybe just continue doing what I'm doing. So, you know, it's really cool to have people out there who are like, bam, this is what I'm doing. And they're with direction and action. So, yeah. So meeting these people is great. Bicycle Mark is a total badass. Bicyclemark.org. I talk about him all the time. He's done segments for the show. And he made a point, and someone else, people have like been mentioning that they'd like to hear me do interviews again. So I'm starting to get some ideas going about that. And yeah, so another person I met there, like I met briefly, but I went, the only workshop I went to was the New Media Playground by CC Chapman. And he's someone who I've always sort of not really paid attention to because I'll just say it because it's not that big a deal anyway, because it's the whole pod show thing that to me it was like, oh, these are the cool podcaster kids. And just in the way that I am, I tend to try to dislike things that are popular. But I found once again, as I often do, that I was doing myself a disservice. CC Chapman is a badass, and it was really inspiring to see what he's up to. I think he was one of the first podcasters, and he was definitely one of the first, what are they called? The first like guys that Adam Curry signed. I don't know this. I think that's true. But it was, I really got a lot out of seeing him. So you can check him out at cc-chapman.com. He's, the cool thing is that he's talking a lot about new media and what all this is. And I tend to get excited about that in bursts. And it's cool, again, to see him excited about it consistently and consistently taking action. So, yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, so, yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, so I'm a little sick. And, well, let's hear another song. I was listening to 50 Pound Note, who I think I've mentioned. Jeb is the host of that show. He does a really good music podcast. And you can get to him at 50poundnote, the pound and note are spelled out, .net. And he's doing some really cool 80s related stuff. And you know that I'm totally into that. And one of the things, one of the most recent ones, I can't remember the name of the series. You need to go check it out. But I'm totally digging it. And he started the show with a song by Tans Waffen. Now, Tans Waffen, 80s band that is really not that well known from what I can tell. But I learned of them first probably in like 1987, 1988. And this was a totally life-changing night for me because we went to see Lena Lovitch, me and a group of friends who I'd met from in Houston. I had just moved back to Houston after graduating from high school. So we went to Numbers Nightclub to see Lena Lovitch, who I kind of knew, and I met the guy there who became my first boyfriend, Greg Ayers, also known as Bam Bam. So I'll put links to that too. He's also like a really famous voice actor right now for anime. He does all the like English versions of all these anime films. So so I'll put links to all that stuff. And I've tried to get him on the show before, but he's super busy and I've been busy and traveling and moving and everything. It just hasn't happened. But it'd be fun to sort of reminisce and also talk about what his work is like as a voice actor. Because he goes to the conventions all around and that stuff. So it's a trip. So all of that made me think of Lena Lovitch. And I knew that she's Podsafe. She's got a lot of Podsafe songs. And this song, geez, probably from 81, 82, and I believe either this one, New Toy, which I'm about to play for you, or Lucky Number. I'm pretty sure this is the one that was written by Thomas Dolby. And the guy from Tans Waffen, whose name I can't remember now, I tracked down their MySpace, and I don't think they're making music anymore, but he's sending me a CD, so I'll have music of theirs to play next week. He toured with... Oh, I'm going around in circles. He toured with Lena Lovitch. They opened for Lena Lovitch, and I think his name is Jeff, and also were the stage band. So, yeah, and it was really interesting going back and looking at all this stuff, and I actually have a picture of Lena Lovitch and a bunch of these people. A bunch of us, we went backstage somehow and we got our picture taken with her, and he's in the background, like walking by. So it was fun to sort of post that on his MySpace. And so anyway, so we'll hear from Tans Waffen next week, but we'll hear from Lena Lovitch this week. This is New Toy from the Mikey Pod Flashback Machine. Flashback Machine, Flashback Machine, Flashback Machine. That is Lena Lovitch. Wow, that was loud. Sorry. That was Lena Lovitch with New Toy from the album Flex. Yeah, as reminded to me of by Jeb over at 50 Pound Note. So, yeah, Tans Waffen, Lena Lovitch. What do they remind me of also? What part of myself have I been neglecting, except for the past maybe 6 months or so? Vegetarianism. Yeah, let's talk about that, shall we? Really, I found like, while I was at Koinonia, I think I talked about the fact that I was going vegetarian for dietary reasons and that sort of thing. That is true, but the truth is what I realized while I was at Koinonia, and I'd already begun struggling with this, because, well, the reason this all reminds me of that is when I met all these guys that I went with to see Lena Lovitch, it was in activism. We were part of the Houston Animal Rights team, and we started like a young people's vegetarian animal rights group. And, you know, like after that time period, that's when I started my partying and drugs and all that stuff. And, you know, I stopped doing stuff that was important to me. And the main thing that I haven't gotten back in all of these 13 years since I sobered up is becoming a vegetarian. And, you know, like while I was at Koinonia, one thing came really clear to me, and that was if I'm going to talk about and have this belief that I want to have a nonviolent life, well, you can't eat dead animals. And I hate saying that because I don't want to come off as somebody who is, you know, trying to preach, etc., about vegetarianism. But, you know, I also want to be someone who speaks my truth. And the truth is, I'm not okay with it. I do it. And I mean, I do it less and less. And I've been gone through in the past 6 months, I think the majority of the time I've been vegetarian, but I've eaten meat now and then. Like I ate a tuna sandwich the other day. And you know, like when I ask myself, is this okay with me? No, it's really not. And really it's not okay with me to eat dairy products either, but we'll get there with that. I'm kind of letting myself off the hook with that. But one of the people that really made me start thinking about this is Colleen over at CompassionateCooks.com. She does a podcast called Vegetarian Food for Thought. And she does a great job. She just talks about this. Like, this is the truth for her. She's not preaching at anyone. And she's very honest about the fact that, you know, this is just how it is. And one of the things that she said that really stuck with me is that she didn't want, like, she went through a time period, or she was just talking about people who went through this thing of like, well, oh, no. It's the anti-animal rights people are like, well, they have a hidden agenda and they want everyone to become vegetarian. And she was like, well, you know, that's true. I would love it if everyone became vegetarian. And I'm the same way. And it's hard. I'll be the first one to tell you, because I like eating meat. When I think about what it really is that I'm eating, it's not quite as appealing, but it's really easy to turn that off, as we all have done for most of our lives. So, you know, like I need to shout out to her, and also to Mike Hipp at podcastsoup.net, who's been vegan for who knows how long now. And I haven't actually been keeping up with him, so he could be eating a pig foot right now. I doubt it, but it could be so. And more power to him if he is. But, you know, like, I'm really feeling like I want to be honest about that and really state clearly that I'm vegetarian mostly because I don't want to kill people, animals, or people really for that matter. So check out if you're interested in just discovering about this sort of vegetarian philosophy. I think a good person to hear about it from is Colleen. You can go to CompassionateCooks.com. She's really, like, cool. She's nice to listen to. Her shows are like maybe 20 minutes or so long. And yeah, it's worth checking out. There's also a Vegan Freaks podcast. Not my favorite. I listen to them some, but they are of that kind of school of thought of people who are, you know, like people who are so intellectual that they think everyone else is ridiculous. Like one of the things that they talked about was just sort of making fun of people who believed in God. So, you know, when I hear that kind of stuff, it's like, whatever, like you're being just as obnoxious as, you know, fundamentalist Christians who are like preaching that, you know, they're right. Whatever. We all have our own deal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I have some more listener voicemail. I've got two from Zillafag. Let's listen to one.
Mikey, gosh, that last song you played, I hated it so much. I wanted to find that singer and I wanted to strangle her for putting such noises through my ears.
Right.
It just kind of grated me so much. I was just like, please, let me find the person behind that voice and who forced my ears to go through such a torturous thing of listening to that
I think
horrible
that's,
sound.
Okay, thank you.
I hated them.
I got it.
Hated.
I get it. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you.
Well, I just thought I'd... I'm glad to hear. This is just for you, anyway. So I'm playing on the phone. Oh, well, you can play that if you want, but the rest of it's personal.
Oh, am I supposed to stop this right now? I've already listened to this, but now I feel guilty about. Okay, I turned that off because, that was really nice what you said after that. It was very encouraging about my New York experience, and it was really helpful, strangely, after that hateful message about Innocence Mission and precious little Karen Purvis. I think that's her name. Sorry you didn't like it, but you don't like anything I play. So am I supposed to be shocked about this? Yeah, I'm not. I'm really not. Let's see what else Zilla had to say. I think this is an old one that relates to PodCamp, but, you know, I haven't podcasted in like 3 weeks. So, here it is.
Blah, 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 blah. Mikey Pod on the Bayou. That was like, a year ago, something like that. No more Bayou. by you, bye-bye, okay, here in New York City. Make sure you, let me see, punch Wanda, you can give Puffy a hug, Madge, you can piss on her, and, God, who cares about the rest of them? They were like, oh, God, I want to see Remarkable Mark. I'm like, God, they're a bunch of loser pigs over there. They're the bad, evil side of podcasting. Interesting, I guess I kind of, I think at least, you can at least talk to him, okay? Because he seemed all right, because he said he's been an asshole before. But really, the rest of them, like if Archer shows up, Archer's never going to show up. He's too much of a, too busy being a queer and drinking wine. Yeah, but the rest of them are stupid. What is it? This thing was really dumb. Why do I want to go to this thing? It sounds just totally stupid. And doing it on Easter weekend, that made a lot of sense, too. Retarded. But I can't believe you're saying, oh, I'm excited. Excited about what? The only one, you know.
Oh, my God.
Madge and Wanda and Puffy. That's all the people that really matter.
I had to turn my
and
mic
you.
Back on because
you know,
I was laughing.
And the rest of them are all a bunch of losers. Okay, I'm done with my my rant there.
Right.
You know, podcast loser. But, you know, it was a good reason to go to New York City.
Yeah, you should have come.
Get together. Oh, good. Gay trucker motherfucker, I guess, will be there.
I didn't even
but
get to meet him.
Big Fatty. Big Fatty. You know, that's his whole podcast anymore. So, I hate him now. No,
uh-huh.
I do.
This
okay,
is really long.
that's it. I'm going to go back in. It's cold out. Fuck this. Bye!
Well, thank you, Zilla. Why, suddenly I sound even more congested. Sorry. Yeah, so that's Zilla. Why? I love Zilla so much. And is it the bitter grandmother sort of thing I get, or is it something else? So actually the pod camp, yeah, was a little stupid, except for the thing I saw and meeting all of those great people. Also Lady Raptastic was there, and who else did I meet? A Sistress from why can't I remember the name of your podcast, Sistress? I'm subscribed to it. I only met her for a second at therapy, and she even called me, and I just suck. It was a busy weekend for me that weekend, and yeah, I was kind of bitter about the job thing. That's passing, but yeah, I wasn't really my happiest that weekend. But it was fun meeting Sistress, and I'm sad that I didn't talk to her more. It was one of those things, like, I don't do so well in clubs as it is. It's loud, and there's so many people crowded around. I don't feel like talking because you have to yell, and then you can't hear what the other person is saying anyway. But other than that, it was a really, really great time. Rambo Redhead was there, too. I just met him for a brief second as well. And there were a number of people that I didn't even meet because I didn't know what they looked like. And it wasn't until I looked at people's pictures from that night and from PodCamp that I realized, oh, so-and-so was there. Yeah, dark side of podcasting. I don't know. I like me some Mark Tafoya. I got to say that, and we hung out in real life. So we're RL friends, as opposed to what is it? What's the other one? IL, Internet Life, ET, IT. Anyway, I got a cool email from what's this guy's name? Let me look it up real quick because I just got another response. his name is Ryan, and I don't know. He works with this band called Saturna, and they're going to close out the show for me today. I just got this email yesterday. Yeah, he's writing to me about some other bands. But this is Saturna, and it's a really cool thing. I got this email, and I thought it was a spam thing, but now that I'm writing back and forth with this guy, I'm not so sure. Hopefully I'm saying the name of this band right. It's really nice. It's very kind of psychedelic-y, sort of pop-ish rock. And the name of this song is, there it is, Roll Down. And it's from Saturna's latest album, Some Delicious Enemy. So, of course, all the music you hear on the show, I'll put links to iTunes and eMusic. I was having Matt Blender do my show notes, but I feel like such a loser for not doing that. And then there are little things I wish I would have put in there, and I just need to do it myself. So, yeah. Because, yeah, Yeah, because I do. So thanks for listening this week. Look forward to some interviews coming up in the not too near future, but I'm sending some things out and getting some things set up. So yeah, we'll get some interviews going again. But as always, the music and this song I am in love with, and I think I'm going to be in love with this whole album. I just started listening to it because he sent it to me last night. It was when I got the email. The group is Saturna. They're from, where's that place where Training Wreck lives? Let me see. Portland, Oregon. And yeah, so I'll put links to all this stuff for you and enjoy the song. Also, call me 206-339-6682 and I'll play your lovely voicemails as well. Email is mikeypod@gmail.com and the end. Really.